gone to Saskatchewan, where the getting's good if you're getting gone. I'm gonna put my boots and my hat back on, cause I'm long gone to Saskatchewan, long gone to Saskatchewan.
Coast to coast on the World Wide Web, this is Trot Radio on standardbredcanada.ca. Norm Bourque here. The province of Saskatchewan was the birthplace of some of the legends of the sport. Two names come to mind very quickly, Jack Copas, Ray Remen. The sport of harness racing is undergoing a rebuilding in that province with the opening of a brand new half-mile racetrack, West Meadows. Racing begins this weekend. We're talking to a very excited president, Jane Granger, on this edition of Trot Radio. Jane, welcome.
Hi, Norm. How are you?
Well, I'm so excited for you folks because, you know, perhaps not a lot of people know that Saskatchewan is a bedrock of harness racing, even though you wouldn't perhaps be aware of it just because there aren't any big name tracks. But I mean, you look at the history of racing, and it really is a place where a track like West Meadows should thrive. So let's start with question number one. How did the track come to be? How did it all get started?
There was a group of us that just wanted to scare the industry a bit, and we put a plan together, and we've been working hard with a lot of help from a lot of sponsors and volunteers, and we applied for days earlier and didn't receive them, but in 2011 we received them, and yeah, we've got opening day coming up on Sunday. We are so excited.
Well, you must be. Now, financing for the track, how did that all come together?
Shareholders coming together and just wanting to see the industry grow here, and that was their opportunity. We had the opportunity, and we've been knocked back a few times, so we just thought this is do or die here.
Well, harness racing does have a long history in Saskatchewan, does it not?
Yeah, it's over 100 years, Norm.
Right, that's what I thought, yeah. Wanted to ask you, you've gone with a half-mile track and not a 5/8. What's the reasoning behind that? Economics or just preference?
Well, it is partly that. We like the plan for that, where the little brown jug is, and we followed that design, and with the layout of the land, that was just the most economical for us.
Okay. What's the reaction been locally, outside of the racing industry, to this new facility? I would think it's gathered a lot of talk. You're near a major center in Regina.
Right. It's just been outstanding, and more so as it's come to be, because it's in the past, we thought this was going to be up and running earlier, so now that it actually is happening, it's just been a remarkable amount of feedback from it, and all positive.
Well, consider yourselves lucky. You've got a track. Southern Alberta does not, and they were supposed to have one.
I feel for them. I really feel for them there.
Yeah. Yeah, but it's a credit to you guys that you did get it going. How are the purses funded? You don't have slots there, so.
No, we don't have slots. We're trying to build our handle up year by year, and that's basically it. We've tried to expose this to everybody, so everybody wants to come out and have fun and get our handle up. You know, the funding, we definitely need more funding.
Sure. And do you think that'll come from the government? Is there any indication the government will be adding or helping out in any way?
SLGA has been really good with the funding. You know, we have to prove ourselves we can do this, and I do believe what we have to offer is going to be proof of positive results.
It sounds encouraging, and hopefully you'll be able to apply for more dates. Is it your intention to apply for more than the 14 days that you've got this year?
We actually have four at West Meadows. We applied for 8.
Oh, four, that's right, yes.
Yeah. We definitely will be applying for more for next year.
Good
That's
stuff.
That's been the feedback from everybody.
Yeah. Well, you're starting off with a bang. You got a 9-race card, including a $4,000 race for the top money earners in the province. Tell us more about that.
Well, we've got, that's for the 4-year-old you're talking?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. We've got a 4-year-old and this first race, or the first race day. Then we have another Stake 56 coming up next weekend, and then the last weekend, there's a 2- and 3-year-old pace, and that was funded by the SSBOA, the Saskatchewan Standardbred Breeders and Owners Association, and the Saskatchewan Horse Federation in Regina. They've been wonderful.
You've got some up-and-coming driving stars. There's a young lad there who, trying to remember if I got the name right, I think it's Tyler.
Tyler Redwood?
Yes, that's right, yeah. He seems to be catching on a lot.
Yeah, he's doing a really good job. We're all really proud of him, and yeah, we're hoping that opens up the door, too, to new and younger people coming into it.
Yeah.
We meet them, and they're having a lot of fun. Getting into it.
Well, you know, Jane, number one, I applaud you for taking the step that you did and gathering the shareholders. And I think that this is going to succeed far beyond where it's at right now, because what you've done is probably, and you can afford to do this, you started from scratch again. And, you know, in places like Ontario, we really can't afford to just break the whole thing down and build it up again. But, you know, I think you're building a great base. People are going to have it ingrained in the culture as years go by that going to the track is a fun thing to do. And I'm talking about people outside the racing industry. So I can't tell you how thrilled I am for you.
Well, thank you, Norm. Yeah, we have a lot of hope here, too, and I think it's going to turn out great.
Well, go get them.
Thank you. Off to the races?
Yes, ma'am. All the best.
Okay.
Bye-bye now.
Long gone to Saskatchewan.